You've tuned in to Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with what, Dad?
I have no fucking clue.
It's time for Wisecracking with Winter, brought to your friends over at Evolve Entertainment, right?
Can you tone it down a little bit?
Oh, we can't tone it down, Dad. This is what it is. We got to have high energy.
You're going to lose me if you don't turn it down, because you're going to blow my eardrums right out.
Oh, it's too loud in the cans? Earphones, cans. You got to keep it, like, here at least, Dad, the microphone. You don't have to eat it. It just has to be near your mouth.
One, two, three, I'll be out of here.
So anyway, we got...
You're running out of time.
I'm trying to do a quality show. It's either too loud or it's too hot. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas 20...
How many quality shows you do a year?
Producer Paul, you're right here.
A couple, right?
At least a couple good quality shows. And so I'm amping up the excitement, Dad, because you and I are stuck in the house for 10 days because of the COVID quarantine rules.
COVID, I'm cutting it to five.
The COVID struck our household, unfortunately, even though the big G and I are fully vaccinated. The G even took it a step further and went out and got the old booster shot. And somehow the Omicron Decepticon virus found its way through our net of defenses and penetrated us hard, right, Dad? Penetrated us, made us sick.
What the hell you want me to say?
I thought you might want to weigh in.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about the climate, or are we going to talk about sport or the weather? What the hell you want to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd start on what it's like having... The
not good
COVID-19 virus.
That way. Not good.
Yeah, because like yourself and producer slash political Paul on the horn here, we've all been scared of catching COVID-19 for almost 2 years now and managed to sidestep and evade that bug like nobody's business. But it caught us right in the face, Dad. I mean, what's it been like for you? I mean, was it everything that you thought it was going to be, like you built up in your mind? Did you think it was going to be like horrible? Or is this just like having a bad cold, really? What's it like for you? Now, you're 75 years old, so it's going to be, you know, different for everyone.
Boring. Boring.
What have you been suffering with?
Well, I want to leave when I want to leave. Like now.
Right, but you can't. Governor Walz has personally told you that you have to stay home for an additional 7 days.
No. It's just been flashed on TV. The government is going to change it to 5 days.
You think that's enough?
I think it'd be enough for me because I ain't got no symptoms. Thank God I ain't got what everybody else is ending up in the hospital.
Who said 5 days? I thought it was 10 days.
No. It's been seven for as long as I can remember. It started out at 14, then went to 10, then it went to 7. And now it's going to 5. Pretty soon it's going to be an overnight thing.
Really?
Yeah. Today it was on the news. They're trying to get it to 5. I think there are too goddamn many people out of work and jobless, so they got to cut it. If they're feeling good enough and they ain't showing no symptoms, there ain't no reason why they can't. For God's sake, somebody go back to work.
Well, Dad, you got your...
Yeah, I heard they've been canceling hundreds of flights.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But guess who gets subsidized for that? The airlines. They'll give them another $1 billion for canceling the flights. Like they did last time. It's a joke. And going on to sports now.
I'd like to get paid to cancel stuff. Are we doing sports now?
Are the airlines being subsidized, producer slash political Paul?
You most certainly are.
They did get a lot of money.
Read the paper once in a while.
Yeah, I read something in the paper about them getting billions of dollars.
You ain't kidding.
Last year.
This year, too.
This year, I'm not sure.
How many flights were canceled over the holiday weekend, Dad?
Did you get any on you?
Was it like a 1,000 flights, was it?
Mike, this ain't a play-by-play. Get into the sports or I'm going to get out.
Well, Big G, you've always been known as a sportsman, as a guy who likes to talk sports. Where do you want to start off? Vikings are 7-8, and their Super Bowl chances are seeming a bit slim. I'm still behind them. Where are you at?
A bit slim. They got about much chance to fart in hell. Jesus Christ, they shouldn't even be on a football field. The only way they're going to get the playoffs is to buy a fucking ticket. Otherwise, they ain't going.
How about your Chicago Bears, Political Paul? How are they faring this year?
They're currently 5-10, so they extinguished any hoops we had much earlier in the year.
You don't cheer for your home state team?
No, Paul's decided to turn his back on the purple and become a Chicago Bears fan, Dad. What a letdown, right?
Yeah, I became a Bears fan back in 2000 when I had had enough of the purple. I swore him off. Haven't rooted for him since.
But I don't think I'd go to the Bears.
That is really hitting the bottom of the barrel, isn't it, Dad?
Well, it's kicking on it.
I mean, they did make a Super Bowl like, I don't know, what it was, 12, 13 years ago. So
I forgot about that. They got beat so bad, I forgot about it.
One up on the Vikings there. Yeah, they lost by 12. Well, how much did the Vikings lose the last Super Bowl you saw them in?
Oh, that would be
none. And they never will. Not with this owner, or not with this coaching, and not with this whole team. Other than that, it sounds real good.
I heard they were missing their star running back this week because he had COVID-19 or something. Vaccinated. What do you think of that?
No, he got hurt. He got hurt.
Wasn't he on the COVID-19 list?
He is now, but he got hurt. He got hurt in the last game. Yeah, he's a hell of a good running back. But
what's his name again?
Hurt. Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, I thought it was Cook. I always forget his first name.
But they got Jefferson. He's a damn good receiver. They got potential, but they got a bad quarterback.
You're not a fan of Kirk Cousins? Coach. What about Kirk Cousins, Dad? He's having a great year.
Where you been?
Statistically, Kirk Cousins is having a great year, Dad. I mean, he's...
Look at our stats, Mike.
He's top five in the league.
They were freaking
top
stats.
Five
they
in what?
Wins or losses.
We're winning in the stats.
Yeah, who gets this shit? How much? Who paid for fucking stats?
Well... Teams
oh,
do.
I'm going to this football game because look at the stats.
Okay, Dad, let's get rid of Kirk Cousins tomorrow. Who do you replace him with?
Oh, I don't care. Anybody.
Anybody.
First, you replace the coach.
Teddy Bridgewater?
The defensive coach. He don't know shit about offense. And the offensive coordinator they got is a good buddy of his, and he don't know no more than the coach does. Until
that's nepotism, right?
You think there's some nepotism going on because his son is the linebackers coach, right?
Oh, good move there, too. The son of a bitch don't know shit about football, and he hires him.
But what if we just gave him one more year? Do you think they'll
get... I don't give a shit. I don't pay his wages. For what they paid him, tell me that he's worth what they're paying him in wages.
What is Kirk Cousins making, Paul? Do you have those stats in front of you?
Didn't he also? Didn't he also hire like Gary Kubiak's son, who never had a professional football coaching job? Also,
I don't know that. I don't have that in front of me, Dad.
Dad, what? I don't know goddamn names of football coaches and all that shit. I don't know.
Cousins came to the Vikings as a free agent in 2018, signing the NFL's first fully guaranteed contract, a deal worth $84 million over 3 years. If I do the math, that's $27 million a year.
But after
taxes. He received a two-year extension worth an additional $66 million guaranteed in March 2020. So that's another $33 million.
Well, okay, you said it was 20-some-odd million dollars a year, Paul.
$33 million now. He's gone up from 27
and
to
how does that figure out per game, Mike?
He's done so well.
Almost $2 million a game.
But you got to factor in taxes, too, right? He's only getting, like, maybe half of that.
I don't give a shit.
He's got kids to feed.
Let's factor in what he's worth. None of it.
So it all comes down to wins and losses for you. If he's not winning, then he's a garbage quarterback.
I don't think he's averaging almost two interceptions a game.
I don't know. We'll have to
at
check
least
that.
Two fumbles a game. I pointed him out to you yesterday. Here it comes. Here comes an interception. Boom.
Two a game.
And two fumbles a game, and $23 million a game.
Well, after taxes, it's like $13 million
what,
a year.
Ain't that the shit? Maybe he's like that basketball player. I don't even know if I can't feed my family on that.
You're talking about Latrell Sprewell.
Whatever. Oh, I can't feed my family on this. You moron.
I don't think.
Okay, let's put to basketball.
There's a lot of ground to cover here yet
with the
NFL,
dead.
Dad. I mean, who do you like?
If you talk about the Vikings, it's dead.
Well, we don't need to talk about the Vikings, but we can talk. We can throw the ball around the league, so to speak. Who do you think is going to make the Super Bowl?
Dallas? Which I hate.
Okay.
And probably the Ravens.
Why the Ravens?
Why not? I just picked one out of the air. I really don't know.
What do you like about the Ravens this year?
Or Kansas City.
Yeah. Kansas City, I could see.
Or Baltimore.
That would be
every
the Ravens.
Team except for the Vikings.
Wow.
Could make it. Even Chicago.
That's rough. That's rough. Personally, I think it's going to be Tampa again.
No. Didn't you see the week before last? He got held to zero.
It's one
zero.
Game. It's one game.
How many games does it take to get held to zero?
So, because they had one bad game.
No, they had one good defense against him.
Nolens. We're talking about Nolens.
Nolens. They're playing right now.
Against
and
your.
They're losing to Miami.
Your Miami Dolphins.
I like Miami.
Yeah. Why not? Are you going to put Miami maybe as a sleeper pick?
You gotta like Miami. Starting out 1-7, winning six in a row. Pretty sure they'd be the first team to start out 1-7 and make the playoffs. Wouldn't that be neat?
I like the Colts to go for the AFC. I know it's a dark horse, no pun intended, but I think it's your Indianapolis Colts, Paul.
If we could just switch Cousins over to there, and that would ruin that chance.
I don't think that would be a fair trade to send. An NFL, an MVP quarterback. I mean, he's having an MVP year, Dad. Over to the Indianapolis Colts for a washed up.
An MVP?
Oh, in my mind. We got to look at the stats.
You call a quarterback with seven wins?
He spent too goddamn
much
time in the basement with radio. He's going freaking crazy.
Oh,
you got to look at the stats. Where does he rank?
Them fucking stats again.
What? Where does he rank in active quarterbacks?
All about the stats with you, huh, Mike?
Yeah. Where does Cousins rank, Paul, in active quarterbacks this year?
And then tell us the record.
It depends on what stat you're looking at.
Well, Cousins can't play both sides of the ball. He's got to be defense. He's got to be the offense. He's got to be the running back.
Side of the ball.
Wow.
Defense is to blame now?
I don't think it's Cousins to blame.
I mean, the Vikings have been ahead by like a touchdown in like every game.
All right, here's the question.
Yeah.
When he throws the interceptions, who blames that? He throws the football.
I'm guessing most of the time the wide receiver didn't run the right route.
Oh, that's his fault.
Some of that, well, maybe like 30-40%.
What if they made, if they made Cousins not only the starting quarterback but also head coach?
Then we're talking. Then
he could
actually
run the defense.
I
wouldn't watch a goddamn game ever.
You hate Cousins.
I have a hell of a time watching them as it is. They do something like that, I'd never watch the sons of bitches. Ever.
Who's a better quarterback, Tommy Kramer or Kirk Cousins? Go right now.
Kramer.
Tommy Kramer, the alcoholic.
Yeah.
Better quarterback.
At least he drank his way through it. he had a good reason for losing because he was never sober.
Paul, better quarterback, Warren Moon or Kirk Cousins? Go.
Warren Moon.
Yeah.
He had a lot more Grey Cup title.
Or Fran Tarkenton or Cousins.
Fran Tarkenton or Kirk Cousins?
Right.
I got to put my money with Kirk Cousins.
There you go again. Another great move.
Tarkenton played Cousins, in a few Super Bowls.
He was in a Super Bowl.
He lost four Super Bowls. And by yours and by your unit of measure, he's a loser.
Yeah, he is.
He's a loser.
Yeah, but he turned into a billionaire when he went into a business.
Cousins,
he's a multi-billionaire.
Cousins has never lost a Super Bowl.
No, he's never going to be one either. Unless he buys a ticket, he can go.
Man, you guys are rough. I bet if he was here, he wouldn't say that.
Okay, enough about Viking before I throw up.
You never got the bad cough with COVID, Dad. I ended up with the cough. Did you lose your sense of taste, Dad, at all?
About the Vikings, or are we talking about human taste?
Just human taste, eating human food, you know.
No.
You never lost it. You know what? I bet if I would have got that booster shot.
Are we back in the COVID again, Mike?
We skip around.
Score one for the booster.
Jesus Christ.
Score one for the booster.
Take forever. You never stayed with one fucking subject.
We did. We talked COVID and then NFL and then COVID.
No.
You want to grab the basketball and we'll throw that around for a while?
Yeah. I was just
Wait,
just
we'll put
saying,
the game
not,
on.
Oh, he's got it. Okay.
Not only does Zimmer hire his own son as a coach, he hired Gary Kubiak's son as the coach when Gary Kubiak retired.
So, Dad.
How about that?
Dad, you're... Minnesota Timberwolves are having a good year this year, aren't they? Aren't they?
No, they suck.
What are they?
They haven't had a good year ever.
Well, they did in the late 90s with KG, Kevin Garnett, the kid.
That's only 30 years ago.
I don't know if it was 30 years ago.
Well, you got to do the addition.
I'll do the subtraction. 20?
Yeah, okay. Recently,
let's
then,
check in
22 years ago, I think.
Yeah, let's...
the standings. Where are they at? They're 15 wins and 17 losses. With the expanded playoff format now, they have the ninth seed, so they get a chance to play at least one playoff game if the season ended today.
You're looking at a playoff team right now, Dad, versus the Celtics. What do you think of that?
The Celtics?
Well, the Wolves playing the Celtics right now. You're looking at a playoff team. Your Wolves are going back to the playoffs this year.
What are you on, for Christ's sake? I'm going to buy some of that. Jesus Christ.
You don't think the Wolves sneak into the playoffs this year with the last seed,
no,
maybe?
No, they could go, too, if they buy tickets.
What if Kirk Cousins ran the point?
If you give Cousins one more time, I'm going to take this fucking microphone off and you can shove it up your ass.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a realtor, look no further than Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. Paul Lambie, Carpenter Realty, Indianapolis, Indiana. So who are the top teams in the West this year, Paul? You got the CPU in front of you.
Number one, Golden State Warriors, 27-6, followed closely by the Phoenix Suns at 26-6. Then the Utah Jazz, Memphis Grizzlies, LA Clippers, Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers. And then in the A spot, the Dallas Mavericks, actually in a tie with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Lakers won't make the playoffs.
Oh, you heard it here, folks. What's going on with your Los Angeles Lakers this year, Dad?
They're terrible.
But they got the best team money could buy, like 5 years ago.
I don't mean shit. We got Cousins too, right?
I thought you didn't want to talk about Cousins anymore. Did you know Cousins?
The Lakers has... great players, but they're not playing as a team. They're playing as individuals. And you're never going to make shit if you play as individuals. You got to play as a fucking team, or you ain't going to go nowhere. That goes in every sport.
So the Timberwolves don't play as a team? There are a lot of nobodies. I mean, there's a couple decent players.
Yeah, they are. And occasionally they play. About every fifth or sixth game. Okay, moving on to the Minnesota Gophers now. Oh. And a great coach. I think he's going to be...
Ben Johnson, right?
Yes. You talking about Ben Johnson or are we talking Gophers volleyball?
That's over.
Oh, okay. I know you're a giant Gophers volleyball fan,
yes,
too.
I am.
Where did that come from? That's a curveball.
I've always liked volleyball.
Really?
And yeah, I just like it.
What do you like about it?
Because
well, it's not
a
like.
Team
there's a
has
ball,
goddamn good volleyball
jumping,
team.
Hitting.
Jumping, tight shorts.
Yeah, hooter ball. What would you rather watch, hooter volleyball or men's volleyball? You got to be crazy. Hooter volleyball.
They have men's volleyball?
Yeah.
Like in college?
Professionally.
Professionally?
Yeah, they got jumping and bouncing and stuff, too.
Oh. Factor in the Olympics.
That's what I've heard.
Well, that's something.
Our coach, or the women's volleyball, was a coach for men's volleyball in the Olympics. And he was a player in the Olympics.
So how did the Gophers women's volleyball team finish
they
the year?
They went right to the finals, but they lost out to Wisconsin.
Now those,
and Wisconsin won the whole works.
Those filthy Badgers, right, Dan?
Well, I can't help that.
Goddamn Wisconsin, burning hell.
Okay, the Gopher basketball team and Johnson, they haven't played, what, maybe two Big Ten teams? They're not going to win all the Big Ten games because there are too many very good teams in the Big Ten. But he's going to make a difference in the Gophers. I think he's going to be a great coach.
So Ben Johnson used to play for the Gophers?
Yes, he did with my nephew.
On those teams that weren't the best.
It must be 7-8 years ago. But Ben Johnson and my nephew were on the same basketball team.
Right. Okay. Why Ben Johnson?
1999. He started at Northwestern. And then he transferred over back to Minnesota there in 2001.
Yeah, he did. He's
his
a, he's
senior
be,
there.
He's
senior year, he averaged 11.5 points a game.
Wow.
He averaged 1.5 points a game?
11 points a game.
11.5 in his senior year.
That's pretty good.
He's not lighting the world on fire.
In college ball, that's pretty good.
So where did he go?
You know, Trevor Winter, he averaged 2.8.
We're not here to talk about Trevor Winter. We're not
Trevor
here to...
Winter was a complete waste of time.
Hey, listen.
He made the pros, and his job was one game he got in to guard who was the big guy in basketball?
Shaq.
His job was to guard Shaq. He got paid $110,000, played in one game, and he guarded Shaq.
Guess how many minutes he played?
I don't know, like 13 minutes or something like that.
Five. Guess how many fouls he committed?
I'm gonna go on a limb and say five.
Yes.
But in college, and when he played college ball,
he did get three rebounds though.
Well, he was
bad.
He had a good soft touch for in college, but I don't know what the hell happened when he wasn't good enough to play the professional.
So, Dad, if you had to pick somebody to drive you to Texas and you had to pick either Trevor Winter or Kirk Cousins, who would it be? Who would be a better driver? Kirk Cousins or Trevor Winter?
If it was Cousins, I would stay home.
Okay.
The pride of
I don't think I'd
Minnesota.
Go with Trevor either.
Yeah.
I didn't know Trevor that well. I met him a few times. I knew his dad very well because we went to school together. But his dad was an eye doctor, and he passed away in his office.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, had a heart attack in his office and passed away.
What do we know about this coach? So he played for the Gophers 20 years ago, and where did
not 20 years ago?
Where did he go after that, Paul?
Well, most recently he was an assistant coach at Xavier.
Ah, the Musketeers. Where is Xavier again? Is that Philadelphia? No.
Cincinnati.
So why, why him? Why now, Dad? Why is Mr. Simmons exactly what we need?
I think he's a good coach. He pushes defense and offense all the time. And he likes, and he's got some good three-point shooters on there. But I think if you live by the three-pointer, you're going to die with the three-pointers. They try to shoot too damn many. They get inside, they drive to the back, and they throw the goddamn ball out to the side, let them shoot a three-pointer. That, I don't understand that part of it. I don't understand that. And half the time, they miss. If you're driving to the basket, go all the way, for Christ's sake, make the basket instead of passing the ball off. But it's happened in the pros and in college. They think the three-point thing is the ultimate goal. Everybody has your great stats goal. They all think by stats of the how many 3 points you make. It don't mean shit in a different game, a different team. It doesn't mean shit.
Well, what's their record this year? The Gophers. The Gophers.
They've only lost two games.
Paul?
One game in the Big Ten.
We're getting
have they lost two now? Who'd they lose to most recently?
They lost to Michigan State, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't watch the games. I'm going to the game,
yeah,
though.
Did they lose another game?
I don't.
No, they just got the one loss. They're 10-1.
Maybe it is just the one loss, but they're going to lose some games in the Big Ten. Because there's big, very good teams in the Big Ten. Michigan State is one of the better ones, and I think Ohio State I don't know.
They're hosting Alcorn State this Wednesday.
That'll be a
tilt. Should be a W.
Yeah.
And then they get back into Big Ten play, hosting Illinois on Sunday.
I know.
Illinois is a good team. But their trouble with, see, all it is in college, they play nobodies for the first six or seven games. That was to build the record up so they can get into some kind of tournament at the end. But Jesus Christ, if you keep playing losers all the time when you get into the Big Ten, you ain't standing a chance. Well, Johnson wants to change that. He's played some tough teams already in that weren't in our conference.
Are you calling the Fort Wayne Mastodons nobodies?
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
They did play. They did play Pittsburgh from the ACC in the non-conference schedule.
They played another team that was pretty reputable too. But anyhow, he's going to try to get better.
Princeton.
Games. I think that's a smart move instead of playing actually junior colleges.
Yeah, he probably didn't have any say over the schedule this year.
But he might
maybe for the
upcoming
years. Yeah.
If he has a damn good record, he's going to have a lot to say. And knowing Minnesota, they'll get rid of him. They'll, oh, God, we can't pay him what he wants. Let's get rid of him. We can get another coach. Let's do it the Minnesota way.
I think he'll be here. I think he'll be here for like 5 years, and then that's it. It's a wrap.
If he does good, he'll be here longer than that.
So do the Gophers head back to the NCAA tournament this year, Dad, or – is it another?
No, he's that good yet. But I'd say in 2 years they'll be there. If he's still here, well, it depends on how many juniors and sophomores and freshmen he has. That makes a hell of a difference.
Do you think there's any point?
I wouldn't be surprised if they make the tournament. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing it, but I don't know if the Big Ten is as deep as it's been in previous years. I mean, I think there's only three or four Big Ten teams in the top 25 right now.
Wow.
So they can knock off teams like Michigan, but I know they don't have a very deep bench, so that could be their Achilles heel later in the season when the starters get tired.
Wow. I don't know. They added all these teams to the Big Ten, and that's going to hurt them more than do good for them. I think it is. They brought in some good teams, and they brought in some who knows teams. So who knows what's going to happen in the Big Ten. But what are they up? Is there 14 teams in the Big Ten now?
Yeah, why is it still the Big Ten, Dad? Shouldn't it be the Big 14?
That's the only one that can spell.
Oh, I got you.
They can spell that real easy.
Interesting. You know what we should do, Paul?
Is wrap up?
What's that?
Good idea.
No. Didn't you want to bring up the whole Brandon thing? How that's a a popular thing.
You want to talk about that? I asked if you'd seen anybody wearing the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts up there.
That's the big G. Have you seen any? Yeah. Have you seen anybody wearing a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt or sweatshirt or hat?
Let's get something clear here.
What's that?
I'm quarantined.
And
I don't pay attention to people's freaking t-shirts. And I don't even know what the hell Brandon is.
I don't really get it either.
It's a drop subject with me, and you could count me out.
Right. He's upset about it already, Paul.
No, I'm not upset about it. I don't know nothing about it.
I've heard about it.
I can't talk about something I don't know nothing about.
What's the story? Because I haven't seen anybody wearing those shirts up here really either. So, Paul, what is the Let's Go Brandon thing? I know it started in Indiana.
No, I think it started somewhere even further south when some guy named Brandon won a NASCAR race.
Okay.
And the Yahoos behind the fence were down there for the post-race interview while the gal from NBC Sports was interviewing the driver. And they started chanting. And the reporter said, "Oh, well, you got the crowd chanting behind you. It sounds like they're saying, 'Let's go, Brandon.'" But you could actually hear they were saying, "F Joe Biden."
Oh.
So I guess that became like the cool thing. If you want to say F Joe Biden now in code, you say, "Let's go, Brandon."
I've not seen anybody
wearing
that.
Now it's on T-shirts.
It's on a T-shirt. So it's a coded thing for F the president. Instead, you say, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yeah. Instead of saying F Joe Biden, you say, "Let's go, Brandon." I guess there was a pilot on Southwest Airlines who said it at the end of his flight announcement. Stirred up a little controversy. Republican politicians are using it when they communicate on social media.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen that up here at all.
Really?
No, I haven't seen
it. Maybe it'll make it up to your community. Or maybe you just haven't been observing. I'm not sure.
Well, it's cold up here, don't you know? So we're wearing coats. So
yeah, it's
people
probably
wearing
it'd be
shirts.
Expensive to get it to you know, buy a jacket with that embroidered on there.
I don't know, Dad. Now you've heard the story behind Let's Go Brandon. What do you think of that?
Not too much.
Yeah. Paul lives south of the Mason-Dixon line, so it's a little more prevalent down there.
I don't actually live south of the Mason-Dixon line. It just seems like it a lot.
Yeah. So what else, Dad? What other sports do you want? It's probably too early to take a look at baseball, isn't it?
Well, they gave Brian Buxton, the guy I don't know what a wall looks like, unless he's within or laying up against it. He's a hell of a great ball player, but he'll never last because he don't know when to stop running into walls. He's an outstanding hitter. He's an outstanding fielder, but he's accident prone.
Talking about Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins, Paul, do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I read about his contract, but I know there's a lot of incentives in there. So, you know, if he doesn't play a lot, since he's only averaged what, playing less than half a season every year so far?
Maybe that.
So if he doesn't play
when he does play, he's an outstanding ball player. But
I think their record, like when he's in the lineup, is a huge night and day difference to when he's not in.
Yeah. But to give somebody that kind of weight, of course, some other team would have gave it to him if the Twins would have. And you hate to lose that talent, but with the Twins, they trade that talent away every year.
They say seven years, $100 million extension.
Yeah, not too bad.
How do you think that compares to the contract they gave to Joe Mauer back in the day? What was his contract like?
I think it was similar.
8 years and $180 million or something.
Yeah,
Mauer.
Yeah, he was a little more durable than
they gave
Buxton.
Mauer the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Well,
Maurer.
Which one would you rather have right now? If you could go in a time machine and you could either have today's Byron Buxton, or you could go back to 2008 and transport 2008 Joe Maurer into the future.
Maurer.
Who would you give the call?
Because Maurer, you can depend on playing. Buxton,
yeah, but you can
depend
on him
getting
about
an ambulance.
Seven home runs.
Well, he's not a power hitter. He never was. I mean, what was the best year Joe Maurer ever had? Like 30 home runs? He hit what?
29 home runs.
Oh.
But he was a hitter. And he was an outstanding player.
Yeah.
And he wasn't accident prone.
Yeah.
For a catcher, that damn good.
Oh, hey. Where'd I go?
Oh, we lost you. The Big G was just talking, or saying, rather, that... You think he'd go back in his time machine, he'd jump back in his DeLorean, and he'd go get Joe Maurer, throw him in the back seat, and bring him back here.
In the 9 years after Joe Maurer signed that big contract, he had a whole total of 71 home runs in 9 years.
He wasn't a power hitter.
$2.5 million a home run. But he hit 28. I'm sorry, not 29. He hit 28 2009. When he was looking for the big contract. He hit 365 that year. He never hit above 327 after.
So your success, for you, successful is home runs, that's it?
He drove in 96 runs that year. He never drove in more than 85 after that. He had 191 hits that year. He never had more than 174 after that.
But he was one of the most popular Twins because he was a hometown boy and he drew a lot of fans, and that's what you want.
So it's a popularity contest.
I'd rather win rings than see fans in the stands, but I don't run the team, you know. I'm not making money off the $16 beers.
If you notice, Minnesota don't have a lot of rings of anything. We don't win a lot of tournaments. We make the first playoff, and then that's pretty well it. If we learn to keep players, it would help to beat hell, especially in baseball. You watch all these other teams that are good teams, and you look, oh, there's one of the old Twins right there. Look at it. Oh, there's another one of the Twins right there. It's just a shame. But with Carl Pohlad and his idiot son that's running the baseball.
I thought Carl Pohlad was dead.
He's dead, but his wife, if it weren't for his wife, Carl Pohlad would have never had the Minnesota Twins. His wife liked the Twins, so he bought them. That's exactly, I know, I work for the guy. But his son, then he gave the Twins to his son.
Yeah, well, she'd buy me a team.
Might as well get a gun and just shoot him. He couldn't work on his bank because he wasn't smart enough, so he gave him the Twins. So I don't think too much of Jim Pohlad.
So you're not a fan of the Pohlad family, period. Do you want him to just
sell
the team?
He brought a lot of money to the Twins.
Yeah, Carl's dead, though. So do you want
help that.
Right. So do you want the Pohlads to sell the team to somebody else?
I don't give a shit. As long as they don't move them.
Try to have the team contracted so they wouldn't exist anymore?
No, I want the Twins here.
Yeah, but Carl Pohlad didn't.
No,
he was ready to go along with the payout to contract the team.
Well, he's sort of like the owner of the Timberwolves. He's selling the Timberwolves, but he said, if you sell a team, I won't sell it to you.
Well, there's like a time thing on that, isn't there, Paul? Don't they have to stay here for a couple years?
10 years.
It's 10 years? God, I wouldn't buy it.
They're working on
who, the Timberwolves?
Yeah, is it a 10-year thing? I thought A-Rod bought them.
I heard there wasn't any actual requirement. They just have a gentleman's agreement.
Well, I don't know why A-Rod would want to spend all that money on the Timberwolves, for Christ's sake. Look around, man. There's a hell of a lot better teams than Timberwolves, but they're a billion-dollar team.
Well, they're not for sale, see, but ours is.
Yeah, I know, but $1 billion for the Timberwolves?
Would you be that broken up if somebody else bought the Wolves, Dad, and moved them away? Would you really care?
No.
I don't think I would care either. I know
we live without. Well, the Lakers was the best team we ever had here.
Right.
And what
yeah, you'd
there?
Care when they started winning championships somewhere. Yeah.
Where are they going to do that? In Seattle? Give me a break.
Wherever they go. I mean, yeah. Does it matter where they go?
They're not. Right. They're not going.
They'd probably be the third team in New York.
Yeah, California could use another team.
I think they got more teams.
Be in
they
Seattle. Can. They could probably support three teams in L.A.
They could support five teams in L.A.
There's one team in L.A.
They
one
could play
team.
At the Staples Center now that the Lakers moved over to the Crypto.com arena.
The Lakers moved? I didn't know they
moved.
Yeah,
they moved to the Crypto.com arena.
Where's that?
It's like pretty much where Staples Center is.
Didn't they just build a Staples Center? Or was that like 20 years ago? I think it was 20 years ago.
Are we about ready to wrap up here? Yeah.
Well, we
got to
get through this, Dad.
I am through this.
Well, we haven't even properly wrapped the show up.
I ain't
up.
Doing it for 2 hours.
We haven't done it for 40 minutes.
Yes, we have.
Let me check the
we
official
time. We started at 8:30.
All right. It's 40 minutes after, so we can wrap it up, Dad.
You got five.
We got 5 minutes
counting.
Left. God, you're expensive. I paid you for a full
gonna,
hour,
gonna,
and I get 40 minutes.
Paid shit.
We're going to do NFL picks for week 17 or what?
We can pick the games for next week. Paul's got them in front of him, and we'll pick an
okay.
order.
All
right.
All right. Hey, let me get a pencil. Just, hang on.
No, he'll,
by yeah, by spread.
He'll give you the spread.
All right, $5. There. For all three of us, who have the most wins out of this.
Why don't we just make it 10?
No. If I want, did I say 10? No.
It's not a negotiation.
Is he going to fly the coop before the...
Nah, he's so, good for it. I got
well,
it.
Well, any team that we all agree on all is right. a cancellation.
Right.
You can't
oh,
really
so
do it with three guys anyway.
$10?
Oh, we got some money now. It's the casino here all of a sudden.
Are we just putting in $10? Is that what it is?
$10 ahead, right, Dad?
Okay.
Big end of the year finale show here. So let's pick some games. And
okay,
there's $30
I will
at stake.
I will rotate.
Hold
who
it.
Picks
Here's how
first.
We can do it. We take a team. You start first. You pick a team, and then I pick a team, and then Paul picks a team. Not all three of us pick on one team. We pick winners. Otherwise, you can't do it. Think about it. It should take you more than 20
Paul's
minutes.
Got it. He's good at this shit. Go ahead, Paul. Just throw it out.
Yeah, we did this all last season, and we never tied. So
Yeah but you did it with two guys.
No, we did it with three, actually.
Who was the third guy?
You remember him, Justin from Fantasy Football?
No.
Oh, okay.
How the hell would I know
I'll,
him?
I'll rotate.
Fantasy?
I'll
I don't
rotate.
Play goddamn Fantasy Football.
I'll rotate
I was talking
who
to Paul.
Picks first to make it fair so that you can't just copy somebody's pick each time. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's start it out. We've got the Atlanta Falcons at the Buffalo Bills. Bills are a 14.5 point favorite. Mike, who are you picking?
Give me Atlanta in the points.
I'm going to take Atlanta too. Gary?
Buffalo.
You got it. Next up.
You sure it's 14 points? How
14
would...
and a half. Yep.
That seems like a lot. Of course,
a
lot
it is a
sucks.
Lot. Wait until you hear the next one. Jacksonville Jaguars at New England Patriots. Patriots are a 15.5 point favorite. This time, I'm going to start out, and I will take Jacksonville. Gary?
Jacksonville.
Give me Mike. Those Patriots.
You got them. Kansas City Chiefs visiting the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are a 5-point underdog. Gary, who do you like?
Kansas City.
He lays the points on Kansas City. Mike?
Kansas City.
I am going to take the Bengals. Rams at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are a 3.5 point underdog. Mike, starting with you.
That depends. Is their quarterback going to be back by then?
Hey, no question. Just give them a goddamn number.
Who knows? They had the third stringer out. I would assume Jackson's back.
Pick a team.
Give me Baltimore.
He takes Baltimore.
Ravens.
I I'm going to take the Rams. Gary, you want the Ravens?
Yeah.
You got them. The Las Vegas Raiders visiting my wife's Indianapolis Colts. Colts are currently a 7.5-point favorite. I am going to take...
Be careful, you're still living with your wife.
I know, but the Raiders need a win, but the Colts... I'm going to go Colts. That's a lot of points to lay, but they're hot. Gary, what do you like?
The Colts.
Colts minus 7.5. You got it. Mike?
It's the Colts for me.
I feel like I should have took the Raiders.
So
but
that
hey,
one's
we're
a wash.
All
right.
All on that one. All right, the Miami Dolphins at the Tennessee Titans. Titans are a 3.5-point favorite.
Anybody writing this down?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, I am. I am going to take Miami on the road, getting 3.5 points. Mike, who do you like?
Who are they playing again? I'm sorry.
Miami at Tennessee. Tennessee is minus 3.5.
Oh. Give me Tennessee.
Gary?
Miami. They're kicking ass in this game tonight.
The New York football Giants traveling to Soldier Field to take on my Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares. That's the worst
Bears
game.
Bears are laying 6 points.
Good God.
And
how could that possibly
we're going to start out with Mike.
Giants at Bears?
Giants at Bears.
Jeez.
Bears minus 6.
I don't want to watch that shit.
Nobody said you have to watch it. You just have to pick it.
Fuck. Give me the Giants.
Bears at home. I'll take them.
All right. Gary, you got the Bears. I am going to take... I'm going
Giants.
Wait a minute.
Now, this is your team. There shouldn't be any doubt in your mind.
Well, now we're playing for money, so now it's not his team anymore. So
I think the Bears win. I just think they win in a squeaker. I'm taking the Giants and the 6 points. All right, next up we got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington football team. Washington football team is a 3.5-point underdog.
Hey,
Philadelphia?
Hey, Dad, what was the final score of Washington football team versus Dallas last night?
54-14.
I was trying to get him to bet that game. I said I'd give you the 10 points in Washington. He's
you
like,
said
no.
You'd give me 16
I
points.
Would. It was all the way up to 16.
35 wouldn't have been enough.
No, what did they lose by, 42?
Yeah.
They did.
All right, well, they're going to have a
look
fresh start
score.
This week at home, taking on the Eagles. I'm going to take Philadelphia minus 3.5 points. Gary, what do you think?
Philadelphia.
Mike?
Philadelphia. I don't like the football team. Garbage. Hot garbage fire.
Next up, we've got the Tampa Brady Buccaneers heading to the Meadowlands to take on the New York Jets.
Oh,
the Buccaneers
God.
Are a 13-point favorite. Gary?
Jesus.
Does Brady even start?
Why wouldn't he start?
I don't know. It's just
I'll have to go with Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay minus 13. You got him, Gary. Mike?
Tampa Brady. Jets don't care. They haven't cared for years.
They don't care, but I don't know. Tampa's not as good on the road this year. I'm going to take the Jets to cover.
Oh,
the
my
13.
God. You're like the one person in the United States that took the Jets to cover.
Well, I'll be a rich man if I was the only one betting it. But
Yeah.
At least if I was running a sports book. All right, next up.
You got
Denver Broncos.
Where you're at?
Oh, yeah. We can do the on the
you can,
mobile.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really
we'll
need
get
to
it too in about another 8 or 10 years.
Hey, what's the name of the sports book that you use?
Yeah,
Paul?
You guys are a little behind the times.
Oh, really?
Pardon? What's the name of the sports book that you use? We'll give them a free plug.
Oh, I've used a few of them, and I'm not really that happy about them to plug them.
Oh, never
You're
mind
losing,
them.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I've lost a little recently.
Okay.
Not so happy.
Enough said.
I used to like DraftKings, but.
Yeah. I mean, their book's okay. It's,
there ain't no
it's,
reason why we couldn't be betting in Minnesota.
Easy to use.
There ain't no reason at all.
Yeah, you guys just got to get with the times up there, like Indiana.
It's a religious state. That's
just watch what Indiana does and then follow suit.
Minnesota. That's really it. Yes, it is. That's the reason.
We're not a religious state. We're a bunch of uptight dicks, is what we are. But I wouldn't say we're super religious here.
That's the reason we don't have the betting.
We're just uptight about everything.
Well, you believe what you want, but that's the reason.
Okay.
You fellas ready for the next?
Were you ready for the Viking jet, or who we got left?
We've got the Denver Broncos heading west. We're just getting to the afternoon games. Denver Broncos travel west to take on the now Los Angeles Chargers.
What's the spread?
Hey there. Hi there.
Yeah, your basement signal keeps falling apart.
Okay. Okay, so did I hear Gary taking the Chargers?
What's the spread?
5.5. The Chargers are 5.5-point favorite.
Over
the Broncos.
Ooh. In Denver?
Nope, in Los Angeles.
Oh, then give me the Chargers.
I'm going to go ahead and take Denver in the points. Mike?
Denver in the points.
All right, next up, we've got the Houston Texans, heading out to the San Francisco Bay Area to take on the 49ers. 49ers.
God, nobody cares.
49ers are a 13-point favorite
good
at
God.
Home. I'm taking Houston in the 13 points.
I would, too.
Gary?
Houston.
Mike?
Houston really sucks.
No, give me the Niners. They'll cover.
So, Gary, you want Houston, right?
Yeah.
All right. Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are a 5.5-point favorite. Mike, who do you like?
Give me the Cowboys.
You got them. Gary?
God, I hate the Cowboys.
Then take Arizona.
I hear you.
I tried that yesterday.
They got a Cardinal.
I tried that yesterday. They suck.
Yeah.
So you want the Cowboys then?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Arizona and the 5.5 points. All right. You fellas got the...
Got what?
It is on paper.
No, we don't.
Next up.
Yes.
What? Oh, you don't want Dallas?
You haven't told the Vikings yet.
He saves that for
I want to know who they're going to lose to.
Hey, I think they're Sunday night football, so we're getting close. We're going chronologically. Next up, we've got the Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. Saints are 7.5 favorite. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with Carolina in the 7.5 points. Mike?
I'll take Carolina.
I'm Carolina, too, on that one.
Everybody's on Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be a wash. Finally, wrapping up the late afternoon slate on Sunday, the Detroit Lions visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are a 6.5-point favorite at home.
It's a fucking pick 'em, in my opinion.
Gary, who do you like?
Seattle.
Give me those Lions. I'll take them.
I'll take them along with you.
Yeah.
All right. Gonna do Sunday it. Night.
That's
Sunday night football.
There.
Mike, do you want to do a little bit of the Sunday night football song for us?
Of course.
Hyped
no.
up?
Dad, you can
no.
sing along.
Da 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 da
da da.
Wait,
da,
that's
da,
Monday night football.
Oh, that's right. What's the Sunday?
You gotta
night
do
football?
All your gambling friends are here.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, the Carrie Underwood, it comes out. All my gambling friends are coming over tonight. It's Sunday night football, and we're going to have a cocktail bird. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to make out with my cousin. It's Sunday night football here, right? I just made that up now, Dad.
Yeah.
Just right now.
Who would have guessed
that? You guys as Minnesota Vikings. Y'all, yins as Minnesota Vikings. Travel to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Oh, no.
The legendary Green Bay Packers.
Who's legendary?
Ye of 4 Super Bowl titles, which is 3 more than my Bears and your Vikings combined, are a 6.5-point favorite at home against
Green
the
Bay.
Vikings.
Green
Gary
Bay.
Gary takes Green Bay.
I'm going to take the Vikings out of spite.
You take the Vikings out of spite.
And because I like Kirk Cousins.
I'll take Green Bay out of ration and reason.
Common sense. Let's call it that.
Did you know Kirk Cousins has his own cereal, Dad?
One. Yeah.
It's called Kirk Cousins Krispies is what it's called. I bet you'd eat a big bowl of it.
I thought it was called COVID-O's.
We'll screw the Vikings. That's okay, say goodbye. Goodbye.
We got to wrap the show up, Dad.
Wait, we got one more.
We got another game to pick. Don't be rude.
No, we
game.
Don't.
Yes, there's Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. You got to hear him. Jesus. This guy's taking the earphones off before the last game we pick.
All right, do it.
Jesus Christ.
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, that was worth waiting
for. They had it.
Cleveland Browns and who? Yeah, this
hey,
take...
Paul, Cleveland Browns and who?
The Pennsylvania to take on division rival.
Division rival who? Your signal broke
Cleveland
up.
Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
And the Steelers are a 3-point underdog.
Okay.
I'll take the Steelers. You're
Pittsburgh plus three.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Gary is on the Steelers. I'm taking Cleveland, Mike.
Cleveland all day. You might as well just take your money, Dad, and throw it outside. Pittsburgh got their ass handed to them.
Why do I explain why I took this team?
They're embarrassing.
You took the Vikings, and they ain't got a fucking prayer.
They didn't get embarrassed.
Taking a quick
Detroit
look.
Detroit beat them.
So
the
what?
Ain't that embarrassing?
Detroit beat the Cardinals, too.
The G is on his own for five games.
With Cousins.
He's always on his
Mike
own.
Mike is on his own for four games.
Yeah, he's out there in limbo.
And I am on my own
say goodnight, Gary. Okay,
for
good
three
night.
Games.
You're on your own for how many games, Paul?
I'm on my own for three games. You're on your own
I'm done.
For four.
Right.
Gary's out on an island for five, which I think means we agreed on three games.
Right.
So there's a lot of games there that are going to make the difference in who takes the $30 home out of the pot.
Gotcha. So anyway, he's actually taken his headset off, and he's still sitting here. He's just burned out. He can't take it. He's tuckered.
No, that's enough.
He almost did. Hey, Dad, you almost did a full hour radio show. So that's worth something, right? Not sure why.
I'd say so. Good job.
Full hour. Paul says good job. If you put the earphones back on, I can end the show. He can't handle the earphones anymore. He's just spent. I never seen him so worn out.
You and Cousins just talk it up.
Me and Kirk Cousins? All right, yeah, okay.
We'll get him on next week.
We should get Kirk Cousins on next week. Do you want to say anything? Because you're heading to Texas. You want to say Happy New Year or anything?
To who?
To the people that listen to this show.
Happy New Year. See ya.
Okay. How about a stay safe in 2022?
I'm not singing.
I didn't say sing. I said, how about stay safe in 2022? Stay safe in the new
You're
year.
You're saying it, for Christ's sake. Just let it go.
Okay. I guess that's
good night,
it.
Good night, Mike. You have a hell of a time saying good night.
Well, this show's an hour long. I drag it out to an hour. It's what you call filling.
That's what I sent you to school for, how to drag
it. Yeah, this is your education dollars paying off right here.
You got 10 minutes of news and 48 minutes of goddamn dragging out.
He knows how to get a spot in entertainment.
Well, I'll wrap it up. To everybody out there, hey, COVID is real. If you're one of those people that are a denier and believe that you do not need to get a vaccination shot, please go out and get your vaccination shots. Get your booster shot. I was late with mine.
I didn't mean to cut you off while you're encouraging people to get vaccinated.
It's a PSA, but go ahead.
Well, I just wonder what you learned today.
Oh, what did I learn?
Did you learn anything?
Okay, here's what I learned. What did I learn? Brought to you by your friends over at Evolve Entertainment on Facebook. Handling all your entertainment needs for the great state of Minnesota. DJs, officiants, what have you. It's Evolve Entertain on Facebook. Also, Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty. You know Paul Lambie. He's down the street there at Carpenter Realty.
Look at the score.
I don't care. I'm doing
Look
first
at the score.
Show.
Look at the score.
Yeah, it's
Your
went
great
away.
Boston Celtics. Timberwolves beat them.
Well, when did I say that the Celtics were great?
You just got that there.
I said, look at the Wolves are beating the Celtics, is what I said. So anyway.
How about that? They may be ready for the playoffs, huh?
They might be
You said they were going to the playoffs.
I said the Wolves are going to the playoffs, and they just won again, didn't they? 108-103 over the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, them and the Vikings, they're both good.
And Kirk Cousins, right, Dad? So, anyway.
No, they'll sell him before they get there.
What did I learn? I've learned by...
the Timberwolves just bumped up 2 spots to the 7th seed if the season ended right now. How about that?
Well, that's pretty fantastic. Good
they
for
get
them.
One home playoff game at minimum.
I've learned, do not get cocky with COVID. Okay? Get your vaccination.
Well, did you get COVID?
I did.
When did you get COVID?
I got it.
You didn't tell us about that.
Yes, I did. I said, man, G and I both have COVID. We're stuck in the house. It's at the top of the show. Right.
How's that been going? You guys been quarantining together then?
Right. We've been quarantining together, learning a lot about ourselves and each other. It's great. So... Right, there's 3 levels in this mansion I live in. So,
I got one.
You do? There's 3 levels to the house. Plenty of room. Anyway, back to what did I learn? I learned, get your shots. I've learned, don't take it lightly. I mean, because I was vaccinated. I was a little late getting my booster by like a month and a half. And I still... got COVID. I mean, I probably didn't get it as bad as other people. The big G, twice vaccinated and a booster last month, and the guy still got it. I mean, be careful out there. Try to avoid big gatherings. Try to avoid hanging out with people you don't know too well. Try to avoid hanging out with the unvaccinated people if you can.
You guys sound like you're doing pretty well, though, huh?
We are doing pretty well. I mean,
mild cases. You can't taste anything.
It's a mild. Yeah, I lost my sense of taste, and I have like a bad cold. The G-man who is still here, just refusing to speak. He had like a cough and runny nose, headache, sore throat.
We're all glad out here to hear that you're doing well and you're gonna pull through.
Yeah, we're all gonna pull through here. And he's going to be heading off to Texas here real soon, and we're all happy for him. He's going to have a good time down there. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. Hey, get wisecracking.com for more show notes. You can get hold of us at wisecracking with winter. I'm sorry, on Yahoo. If you want to email us, it's Get Wisecracking on Twitter. There's a Wisecracking with Winter on Facebook. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us if you need to. And, we're watching football. Dolphins game is on. Yeah. Saints got a good defense. So, anyway, hey, thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time, all right? Have a good, safe day. Bye. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
Hey, say goodbye, Dad.
Bye.
All right, bye.